We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Okay, by the way, the texture came back up, which is awesome. We cannot explain that. Big Rig and I operate off separate systems here, and both of us were just buffering. We were in buffer purgatory, but we're back now. So back to John from Huntsville. He said, Phil, spectacular monologue. 10 extra credit points are coming your way.
I knew it.
He said, I think the Lee Greenwood song should be the national anthem. Also just want to say that yesterday I didn't have time to comment on Jeff from Indiana's amazing singing performance, but on my score sheet, it definitely earned an A++. There you go. Jeremy from Madison says, great monologue. Ephesians 6 and Galatians 5 are my favorites. There you go. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate that. And then, did I already get this one? No, TL from Huntsville. A very motivational monologue, Phil. He says, General George Patton said, do not try to make circumstances fit your plans. Make plans that fit the circumstances. Prepare, assess, and move forward. But stand your ground when necessary. That's excellent, TL. Thank you so much. All right, race baiters and charlatans. Number one, triple dipper. So, okay. Listen, it's amazing to me how often people seem to just like throw money at folks who have no other ability in life except to be, you know, bitter, angry, and victimizers. That's where we are with some of these race baiters and charlatans. So race baiters are people who actually throw down race cards all the time, every time, and they do so at like the drop of a hat. You know, the sky's blue. You're a racist. Why would you say blue? Well, because it's blue. You can't say that. You have privilege. Anyway, there are folks that live like that. Charlatans? Charlatans are the ones who pretend to be something, claim to be something, virtue signal something in such a way as to gain something for themselves. They're like snake oil salesmen. They're out there just doing it like on a regular basis. And yet, race and victimhood are their calling cards. Listen, when your whole life centers around bitterness and anger and victimhood, well, it shows. You can see it. And so I tell you what, let me get this first article and then you just, by the way, Big Rig, if the caller's on topic, you tell him I'll be right with him, all right? So here's one for the Washington Examiner. Classic example. By the way, this story is a few months old, and I know that, but it leads in quite well. All right, so back in the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots, which they were, by the way, they were riots. Why have the Democrats forgiven all that? Because it fits their narrative. Biden even the other day talked about when the folks, you know, in the wake of the George Floyd protests peacefully protested. No, they didn't. There were some who I'm sure did, but you know what got the news? Go back and just review the tapes. Largely peaceful protests as the building burns down behind him. I mean, there were a whole city blocks that went up in flames. And then Antifa just grabbed hold of the moment and jumped in there and made it worse. Well, in the middle of it all was a guy named Ibram Kendi. Goes by the name of Ibram X. Kendi, one of those race hustlers. His racial grift has apparently fallen short, says the Washington Examiner. So if you remember this, Kendi, who, by the way, his original name was Ibram Rogers. Doesn't sound as cool, though. So now it's Ibram X. Kendi. Anyway, somehow or another, in the wake of all the BLM riots, he won himself a Boston University think tank. Yeah. 3 years later, no one knows what happened to the $43 million that they had been given. $43 million. Okay. So that's a big deal, $43 million. On top of that, though, whistleblowers began to say that one of the biggest problems was a toxic work environment there. Really? Not there. I thought they were based on love. I thought that they were like, you know, the ones who are trying to make the world right and get away from all the angst and the anger and the victimizing. No, they were the victimizers. Turns out their anti-racist think tank had a real problem with internal discrimination. No. Well, like I said, when your whole life centers around bitterness, anger, and victimhood, it bleeds out everywhere else. So here's the deal. One associate professor of sociology whose name is Saida Grundy. Saida Grundy became a whistleblower. In 2021, she filed a report saying that the Ibram X. Kendi think tank at Boston University was collecting grant money with no intention of carrying out the research projects. $43 million came and went. No one knows where it all went. So when she began to make it known what she was seeing, then the university, she says, retaliated against her. The main point is this. You're not going to fix racism with so-called anti-racist research. It was a grift, man. These are race baiters and charlatans. And yet, Ibram X. Kendi Rogers got a lucrative Netflix deal. And he was paid $20,000 just by the Fairfax County Public Schools to do an hour-long virtual lecture for the love. The end result is, the article points out, the only color he apparently really cared about was green. Race baiters and charlatans is just, I mean, it's $43 million. Now listen, if a conservative group like, I don't know, how about Right Side? If Right Side was given a grant of $43 million and 3 years later we couldn't account for it, I'm pretty sure there'd be some folks in jail. And rightfully so, by the way. But no, if you were leading the Black Lives Matter charge and you had corporations flooding money at your new think tank at Boston University because you're doing anti-racist research, you're a race baiter, a charlatan, you just got $43 million, and I'm pretty sure you got a fine vacation out of it, too. All right, let's jump into Black Lives Matter for a minute. By the way, my call is off the air? No call? Okay. Black Lives Matter was not just a thought. It was an actual organization. Maybe still is. But like all bad ideas that are run by bad people and formed badly, they do bad things and they wind up falling apart badly. So Black Lives Matter, $33 million. $33 million was raised by a group called the Tides Foundation to help fund Black Lives Matter. Professional liberal dark money group took in corporate donations and, you know, high dollars, who knows from where. And they began to put it all into grants to the Black Lives Matter groups and its subsidiaries. Because, listen, Black Lives Matter, you talk about some sophisticated grifters, man. They set up foundations. They set up subsidiaries. They set up organized efforts to shelter money here, there, and the other. They began to buy up real estate. Next thing you know, no one knows where the money went. What do you mean no one knows where the money? I mean no one knows where the money went. So the Tides Foundation, story here on the Free Beacon. Tides Foundation transferred $8.7 million from its fundraising sources to one of Black Lives Matter's subsidiaries called BLM Grassroots, run by someone named Malina Abdullah. And boy, she's a piece of work. But Malina Abdullah, who's a longtime activist and so-called professor, she reported to the IRS that they never received the money. Really? Because the Tides Foundation reported they paid it to you, so where'd it go? Well, I don't know. Never mind the fact that Black Lives Matter then turned around and bought a $6 million L.A. mansion, spent another $8 million buying a Canadian mansion. I mean, heck. The Global Network Foundation received a bunch of its BLM money, $80 million, $80 million. Y'all, it's to the point of being gross. How much money was being thrown at these race baiters and charlatans as they riot on our streets and as they tell us that we are systemically racist and we are evil as a nation. They enjoy the largesse of people who are scared to death of them, who don't know how to stand up under the idea that someone would say, you're a racist. I'll pay you if you stop saying that. Okay, make the check out to BLM Grassroots. Make the check out to Tides Foundation. It really gets more gross when you look at it. So Black Lives Matter Grassroots then turned around and sued its boss, the upper-level Black Lives Matter groups. Lawsuits, accusations, ugliness flowing around to the point that now Tides Foundation is still sitting on more of their money and won't give it to them because it's unclear who's going to do what with it. Right now, you've got conflicting reports to the IRS. And here's the thing. You know what's nauseating in all this? Once again, they're getting a pass. Nobody is out there truly showing a level of investigation that is needed here. You have literally millions and millions and millions of dollars that these race baiters and charlatans have bilked the public for, bilked corporate America for, and then they don't even bother to report it. Meanwhile, you got the IRS needing 87,000 new IRS agents to go after the little guy, and you've got knuckleheads like this one who sits there, and there's a video, and where'd that thing go? There's a video, and I can't tell you what she said because this is a family show, but there's a video when Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors, used to film herself sitting with this other one, Abdullah, that I told you about, drinking wine and eating chocolate-covered strawberries while they reflected on the George Floyd riots. But in the video, in one of them, Abdullah began to rail against Cullors and want to know, blankety, blankety, blank, you ain't done blankety, blank, where's the money? Oh, you see where this is going. Next thing you know, it turns out that's really what it was all about to begin with. Where's the money? Show me the money. Race baiters and charlatans. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, I'll just tell you right now, that part of race baiting and charlatanism, if you will, is the idea that you have to be a victim at all times. And the world needs to get on board with your victimhood and support you in your victimhood, because your victimhood is your identity when you're a race baiter and a charlatan. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. All right, so a couple of quick text messages. Thomas from Athens says, by the way, in October 2021, hang on a second, I got two texts from him. Oh, he's going back to Lynn Greenwood again. He says, by the way, there was an all-star 15-musician salute tribute in Huntsville in October 2022. I remember that. Celebrating the 40th anniversary release of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Very cool. Yeah, that is very cool. And he says, a lot of money was raised for Home for Heroes, plus two homes were given to local sergeants and their families. Yeah, that's very cool. I'd forgotten about that. John from Harvest says, with regards to this race baiters and charlatans topic, says Martin Luther King Jr. has to be rolling over in his grave. We as a nation have made so much progress since the 60s that it really irritates me to be just pissing it away to a bunch of woke DEI race baiters whose real motto is segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Well, they do that. And by the way, John, so great point. Here's the thing. They don't want us unified. They don't want you to believe you're not a victim, because then you won't want them to be your savior, right? That's what they want. They come in on a regular basis creating victimhood, portraying victimhood, emphasizing victimhood, because when you're a victim, that means you got to have somebody help you. I didn't know I was a victim. Apparently, I'm a victim. What do I do? Don't worry. I'm a Democrat, and I'm here to help. I mean, that's where we are right now. The party of self-determination, the party of the ability to stand on your own two feet and of reaching the American dream, the party of liberty, if you will, is not the Democrat Party. It's not. They will portray victimhood as one of the mainstays of their platforms at every turn, even to the point of, like, abortion. We got to kill more babies. It is your right. It's hard to be pregnant. Don't you want to abort the child? Well, yes, I think I do. Well, we're here to help. I mean, it's on and on and on. One of the latest, by the way, and I'm going to get back into race again in a minute, but one of the latest levels of overt victimhood is about to kick off next month. Ah, for the love. The rainbow has been stolen once again. And next month is the so-called Pride Month that we get to all sit around and be inundated every single day with co-opting of the rainbow, which, by the way, is God's promise, right? The rainbow in Scripture, I will set my bow in the clouds as a covenant between me and thee, says God to man in the wake of the floods of Noah. Yeah, but the rainbow somehow got co-opted, and now it's the symbol of the LGBTQ2IA plus everything's okay, do what you want to do acronym group. And I'm just saying, man, we want our rainbow back, first of all. But right now, part of that victimhood, if you paint a rainbow in the street and somebody drives over it, victimhood. Okay, here's an idea. stop painting rainbows in the street and expecting that people won't drive over them. So here's the bottom line. Headline, let this sink in. As violent crime rages in our big cities, right? Woke Spy again has a, quote, manhunt underway for driver who performed donuts on a painted pride flag in St. Pete. Okay, now I recognize this frustrates you, and you spend a lot of tax dollars painting the public thoroughfare with a big rainbow so that we can all know how woke the city is and that you virtue signal for everybody to see. I mean, I don't see them painting an American flag in the street. Do you? I don't see them painting a Christian flag in the street. No. I don't see them painting the flag of Israel to support it. No, I don't see any of that. But you got a gay pride flag painted in the street. Some kid got out there apparently doing donuts and thought it'd be funny. Local law enforcement is now examining video footage, offering a $1,000 reward. And I take it back. I read that wrong. They say it caused more than $1,000 in damage. Okay, I thought they were offering a reward. Now, scan the article first, Phil, before you read it again. Local law enforcement added, though, that it was the second time in a week that a driver had expressed their dissatisfaction at the painted flag. But I point out again, if you think that you're going to really need a giant woke virtue signal, maybe painting the road is not the way to go, because it's going to get messed up. It just is. It's called a traffic area. Here's an idea. Go get a friggin' billboard. And then people won't drive over it. But no, Mayor of St. Petersburg, Ken Welch, addressed the protest saying, I want to emphasize there is no place for hate in St. Petersburg because nothing says hate like doing donuts on a painted road. We stand united in valuing and appreciating every resident regardless of their orientation, gender, identity, or expression. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you did, you'd be painting the Christian flag in the road. Yeah. At Christmas time, you would make sure you had appropriate Christmas decorations at City Hall, but you're scared of being sued for that. But you'll paint a rainbow flag in the road. And then in the dark of night, when some kid comes along and thinks it'd be funny to do donuts in the middle of the road, you're gonna exhaust police resources to do a manhunt for the person that dared to do donuts on our poor victim, LGBTQ2I+ people, because apparently what you're really saying is we stand united as a city in valuing those people who we've declared victims, and we help them by painting rainbows in the road. And then we get mad when someone drives over them. The article also points out the great hypocrisy that liberals never say a word when you burn an American flag. But God help you if you decide to go ahead and do a donut in a rainbow flag that was painted on the actual road surface. All right, listen, I got more of this. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up because Biden has made a few speeches here of late, and they are pretty egregious. And the most recent one, maybe even worse than the one he did at Morehouse College. Y'all, it's just unbelievable. If anything, the chief race baiter and charlatan is actually sitting in the Oval Office. Or maybe he's taking a nap right now. I don't know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader. Right Side Radio right here in the Right Side Studios. Man, I'm telling you, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on this Turbo Thursday. So I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, race baiters and charlatans. So the right now, between race and the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym crowd, victimization is at an all-time high. Maybe not quite to the extent it was during the BLM riots, but it's still there. And the peddler-in-chief... By the way, remember the guy, he was Biden called himself the uniter-in-chief. The adults were going to be back in the room. It was going to be all better. He was going to bring unity back. No, he's not. The guy has done, and what really frustrates me is when people say, well, Trump's out there saying mean things that divide. No, here's the deal. I do know that Trump can be abrasive. It's his personality. I get it. It's scary. But what you don't see What you don't see is Trump attacking an entire demographic of people. What you're seeing is Trump saying things to a person who said something or to the Democrat Party who said something. But what you're not seeing is President Trump saying, because of the color of your skin, you are less a person or more of a person. Meanwhile, the guy sitting in the Oval Office right now, it says some of the most egregious things I have ever heard from an elected official. Like, you look at it and go, my God, do you say that and then still sleep at night? I mean, do you kiss your wife with that mouth? I mean, come on. So remember back just a few weeks ago. And here's the classic, man. If you portray somebody as a victim and then come in and tell them why you can help with that victimhood that you helped create, well, then you get to be the hero. You diagnosed the disease and you brought the cure all at one time. How'd that happen? So President Biden spoke at Morehouse College a couple weeks ago, right? Critics have now described it as a disgusting batch of race baiting. Story here on Fox News. He went to Morehouse College, which is one of the nation's HBCUs, the historical black colleges and universities. He talked about George Floyd, how black Americans face racism. At one point in his speech, he said, which I thought was the worst, but I got one that's even worse in a minute. At one point in his speech, he actually, speaking to a group of graduates, kids and their families, who had worked for 4 years or more to get to the point that they could have a college degree. No telling how much they paid or went through work to get their scholarships or went into debt. You know, of course, he probably forgave the debt. But anyway, at one point in his speech, he told them that basically George Floyd was murdered and there was a reckoning on race. And you begin to wonder, what is democracy? That black men are being killed in the street. This is Biden talking. And he continued. He said, what is democracy? The trail of broken promises still leaves black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all, what does it mean? You've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure. They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong. Who the frick is he talking about? Who's they? Who's the they that doesn't see black people having an opportunity in America? Who are the theys? Does racism exist? Certainly it does. On both sides, by the way. Racism certainly exists, and it's wrong. But we are not systemically racist. I reject that notion. And for him to stand up there and tell a group of now highly educated and proven young black leaders that their country doesn't love them and that democracy is a trail of broken promises, and then ask them, what does it all mean? You're the president of the United States. You're supposed to be telling them what it means. You're not supposed to be telling them why they don't see you in the future of America. Who's they? Label them, please. Tell us which group it is that's the they. Now, if you want to say it's the MAGA Republicans, then I defy you then to show us where the MAGA Republicans said that people of color are not welcome. Because it's just the opposite. Just exactly the opposite. Now, there were a lot of results from that. I mean, like Daniel Garza, who runs a group called the Libre Initiative, said, Biden insults us all by seeing us all as victims, incapable of competing, and all whites as oppressors. Never mind that countless have benefited immeasurably from American principles like the free market and, yes, democracy. Are we a perfect nation? No, but show me a better one, he said. What a great line. But then we have this. Biden did another speech. I mean, I thought that speech at Morehouse was one of the tackiest, most race-baiting, charlatanism speeches by any elected official in the history of ever. But then he went to do a speech in Philadelphia in the last couple of days. Have mercy. Biden told black voters, first of all, that at a rally in Philadelphia, that if he gets an opportunity to appoint a new Supreme Court justice, he'll make sure that, in his words, it's really progressive justices like we've always had. Tell me that won't change your life. Whoop, whoop. What he just said was there, I will be appointing liberal progressives to the court. Okay. wow, we didn't know that, but he's already on record. He literally nominated a black woman to the Supreme Court, not because she was the most highly qualified individual he could find who believed the things he believed, but because she was black. And Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is now a justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, and she'll be there for life or good cause. And I believe that she is an eminently sharp individual. I believe that she is probably highly educated and well-versed in the law. And there will still always be an asterisk by her name, because the President of the United States chose to first see her skin color before he saw anything else. He did not see the qualified jurist who has earned the right. And, oh, look at that. By the way, she's black. No, he saw, I need black. Give me black. Somebody give me black. Are you black? Okay. Oh, you're a good lawyer too? Well, that helps. That's what we have now in the Supreme Court, is someone with an asterisk by their name, because the commander-in-chief decided to go with victimhood first and make sure the world knew. I appointed black. Did you see it? It was black. She's black, by the way. Did I mention she was black? She's a judge. Yeah. But I made sure I found a black judge. Well, when you do that, you've immediately denigrated the person. You've reduced them to a demographic as opposed to a qualified individual. And then it got worse. No, Phil, it didn't get worse. Yes, it did. In that same speech, which he made, by the way, with Kamala Harris in Philadelphia, he said things that I look at and go, where did you find this? Who wrote this speech? Is anybody going to fact check him? This comes from the New York Times, who puts it in print without question. They put it in print without any authority whatsoever, except that he said it. Biden stood up in front of the crowd. Dateline, today's date. Yesterday's date. New York Times. Biden asked Trump what Trump would have done if the Capitol rioters had been black. Oh, really? It's January 6th and race baiting all at one time. He says, with regards to Trump, this is the same guy who wanted to tear gas you when you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Well, first of all, you don't go tear gas peaceful protests. If there's tear gas used at all, it's because they're burning down city blocks. But he literally told them that all the George Floyd stuff had been peaceful protests. This is the same guy who wanted to tear gas you as you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Yeah. And then he says, get this. He says, he's that landlord who denies housing applications because of the color of your skin. I'm sorry? Where did this come from? What are we talking about now? You're taking a hypothetical and you're putting Trump's name on it? And then he goes to January 6th and he says about Mr. Trump wanting to pardon January 6ers who have had their due process rights violated completely. Mr. Biden says, what do you think would have happened if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. Well, just so you know, one of the sentences that was handed down to a January 6th so-called conspirator who wasn't even present at the time is a black man who is now serving time in federal prison. And I'm pretty sure that Biden is wrong because Trump wants to basically exonerate him as well, pardon him as well. But he dared to say, what do you think would have happened if it had been black Americans who stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. So now he's telling people that because you're black, you need to be scared of Trump. Because you're black, you need to know that he'll do bad things to you. Because you're black, if you go out there and peacefully decide to exercise your First Amendment rights, peacefully, he'll send tear gas at you. That if he was your landlord, he'd deny your housing application just because of the color of your skin. And oh, by the way, if black people had gone up the steps of the Capitol on January 6th, which, by the way, they did, what do you think would have happened? He wouldn't be looking at pardons for any of them. Y'all, it's an awful thing when you see a president who's so behind in the polls with black America right now. He doesn't know what to do, so he goes out and he creates victimhood. I mean, a recent New York Times poll admits in this article that Right now, just 49% of black voters across six of the top battleground states say they would still support Mr. Biden, whereas 4 years ago, it was 90%. He is dropping almost by half from where he used to be in the same polls in the same states with the same folks. And now what we're looking at is, in desperation, he's going to get out there as a race baiter and a charlatan, and he's going to tell them, because of the color of your skin, you have no chance, no hope, no way forward. You will be gassed. You'll be treated badly. You'll be abused, and you certainly wouldn't get a pardon from that Trump guy. I got news. It's just the opposite. Take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll do it right now while I catch my breath from that one. Holy shmoles. Race baiters and charlatans, they walk among us, and sometimes they occupy the White House. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. I got somebody on the line. I'll grab that momentarily. Let me get a few text messages real quick before I do. Marie from Madison says, Phil, Marie in Madison, it was President Trump, not Joe Biden, who pardoned a 65-year-old black woman named Alice Marie Johnson, who had served over 20 years of a life sentence. I'd forgotten about that. That was a great story. On a nonviolent drug charge based on a very controversial law that none other than former Senator Joe Biden had crafted back in the 1990s. Marie, great memory. Thank you for bringing that back to our attention. Yeah, that was a great story. Tracy from Athens says, Senator, supposedly Biden's team has video proof of President Trump's racism. I find all this comical given the fact that Biden eulogized a ranking member of the KKK while he was vice president. Okay. Navy Phil from Athens says, yet Senator Biden worked against Janice Rogers Brown, black woman nominated by Bush, and Miguel Estrada, Hispanic, also nominated by Bush. Great points. Jeff from Town Creek says, Eleanor Roosevelt said, great minds talk about ideas. Average minds talk about events for minds or ignorant talk about other people. Joe Biden can only talk about Trump, not even other people, just Trump. There you go. Last one. I'll go to the phones. Brian from Bluntsville sends me a meme. What'd he send me? It's a meme about the actual use of the rainbow. The rainbow flag, rainbow has seven colors and symbol of God's promises. The pride flag only has six colors. God's perfect number is seven. Satan's number is 666. That's because the rainbow belongs to God. Pride was Satan's original sin. Wow. Wow. All right, let me jump on the phones real quick. Who's that? Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana is on line one. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good.
You're not going to sing to me now, are you?
I'm out of Alabama, but I'm not. No, I promised Big Rick I wouldn't sing to you, so you don't have to buckle in today.
All good. Where are you at right now?
All good. I am about 20 miles south of Nashville.
20 miles south of Nashville. Okay, so you're already heading north. At the very least, yeah. That's good. All right. Well, what do you think about all this race baiting and charlatanism?
Well, I think we just need to start playing that Kamala Harris's thing when she debated Biden, that how big a racist he is. You know, it come right out of her mouth that she changed her tune already.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she talk about segregated school buses or something like that and all that? It's all because of him? Yeah.
That's right. But every time they play Biden's thing, they need to play that right behind it, you know, so that we know that the vice president even thinks he's racist. But you know, the Democrats are so good at projection. And I can't understand. I mean, anything that they are, you know, they tell everybody that you are.
Yeah.
I want to know what black students are being taught in school. Is it the 1619 Project, or is it actual information that the Democrats are the ones that made all, you know, was the Klansmen? The Democrats are the ones who stood in the school doorways and, you know, denied these people. They're the ones who used to take fire hoses to them and beat them up and everything. Everything that they say that they're against and that they say the Republicans are, you know, is what the Democrats have done to them. So I think we've lost that education somewhere, and I think we need to put it out there in the sunlight and start teaching actual facts of history, because I don't think anybody, it's been long enough now that I don't think anybody remembers.
You know, it's a crazy thing, but you're right. And what's really interesting is when you have to actually tell people to actually teach history, and then they accuse you of trying to whitewash history, which is what they do. Every time we say we don't want divisive concepts being taught in school like critical race theory, they come back and tell us we're trying to abolish history of slavery. No, we're not. At some point, we'll teach slavery, but we'll also teach the fact that you are, no matter who you are or where you're from, you have an opportunity to excel in this country, just like everybody else.
Well, a lot of people think that President Lincoln was Jefferson Davis, I think, because, you know, they do the man on the street thing and stuff and start talking about things, you know, oh, how racist the Republicans are and everything. I'm thinking the Republicans are the ones who freed the slaves. The Democrats are the ones who are still oppressing them because they've basically, you know, anybody who says, you know, if you're not black, you're not a Democrat. You know, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. How racist can that be and everything?
Yeah. It's absolutely asinine. Hey, brother, the music's playing. That means the preacher's got to quit preaching. I got to head on. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Amen, brother.
All right, we'll see you. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.